Get started with our public hearings, and I'm sure that's why you all are here. I would like for you to refer your attention to Mr. Robertson so he can read the rules and regulations of the commission.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is the time for the public hearing scheduled before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission as shown on today's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. The proceedings are being simultaneously broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Sussex County, in its zoning and land use decisions, does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias or stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into account by Sussex County in its deliberations. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in, excuse me, in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. Everyone in attendance must conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Under the commission's longstanding rules, that includes the observation of appropriate dress standards and the prohibition against attire that may distract from these proceedings. Please do not distract from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the direction of the chair. If you have a telephone or similar device, we also ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chair, and then the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission, and the applicant may present any exhibits and testimony in support of an application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chair will invite public comment. People who wish to speak in support of an application will go first, followed by any opposition to an application. If there's a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we do ask that they identify themselves so that they can speak first. For those of you who wish to speak, we ask that you come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. If there's more than one witness in favor of or in opposition to an application, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. Please understand that it is the quality of the testimony, not the quantity of it, that is persuasive. The chair does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and she has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone when that testimony is either irrelevant or unduly repetitive. After the applicant has had an opportunity to speak, the applicant will have 5 minutes to provide a rebuttal if necessary. This time shall not be used to restate or summarize the presentation previously provided. After that, there will be no further testimony, presentation, or submission by the applicant or the public unless requested or permitted by the commission. No direct questioning or cross-examination of an applicant, supporters, or an opponent will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. During any presentation to the public hearings, it shall be the responsibility of any person using the electronic media in the room to navigate or advance or reverse through that media. Sussex County staff will not navigate through any such media on a presenter's behalf. At the conclusion of all the hearings today, the commission may take action on each application or defer a decision until a later date. Once the record is closed, the commission, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, or other conversations or communications about the application. The commission's decision will be based solely on the record from the public hearing. And two additional matters. One, first of all, when you come to the podium, there's a microphone that looks just like this. And we ask that you make sure this space bar looking button is pressed and that the green icon at the base of it's lit up and that the ring around the microphone is lit up. And if you don't, we'll be sure to remind you. This means you, because whoever's first always forgets to push the button, even though I just say that. But that way it can be heard in the room, it gets picked up on the tape, and also is broadcast on the internet. The other thing is we have the Sussex County Land Use Docket where all the information is available online. For technical reasons outside of Sussex County's control, that has been intermittent during the past week and even leading up to today. So what we're going to do on all however many public hearings we have is we're going to leave the record open for, leave the record open until the close of business on Wednesday, April 22nd, 2026 for written comment only. So everybody who's listening online or participating or is interested will have until Wednesday, April 22, 2026. That way, You'll have an opportunity to review information that you may not have been able to see because the docket was down, including public comments that people might submit, and have an opportunity to comment through them. So, and we're going to make that motion on each one, but I wanted to make that blanket statement.
Yeah, I appreciate you. Yep.
And I will say to Mr. Whitehouse's team, this is an outside issue with our vendor, and it's frankly kind of an interesting situation, and they've been working great to try to sort it out.
I can to clarify, the system operates perfectly fine on the hour, every hour, for about 25 minutes. And then due to technical things, which I won't go into the detail, it kind of starts to trip up at 25 minutes past the hour. But for 25 minutes of every hour, it works great. So we're currently working on that. It's a priority issue to work with our vendors and our IT staff. So
another case of the early bird gets a worm. There you go. Gets the information. All right.